Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
New unprocessed ballot report and election results by Clerk Recorder's Office. Supervisor candidate to be sentenced for election fraud charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with some rain today. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released its latest unprocessed ballot report and election results on Saturday, November 23rd. According to the latest election results, none of the races for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton School District or City Council have seen significant changes. All candidates who are ahead remain so by significant margins. In the Atascadero Unified School District, Jody M. Taylor has widened the gap to Ronnie DeCoster by nearly 200 votes. According to the unprocessed ballot report, there is a total of 6,274 votes that still need to be counted. The next update will be provided on Wednesday, November 27th by 5 p.m. 55-year-old Michelle Morrow has scheduled to be sentenced in January for charges of filing false nomination or declaration papers and fraudulent voting. The county DA's office says this is part of a plea deal Morrow made on Monday, the 18th, where charges of voter registration fraud and perjury will be dropped. Morrow was a write-in candidate for District 3 supervisor, but she lived outside of District 3 and inside District 4. She signed a lease to rent a room in Grover Beach, but the DA's office says she continued to live in District 4 while running for office in District 3. The DA's office says she faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail and 2 years probation. Traffic collision on U.S. 101 Wellsona Road intersection with minor injuries. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The California Highway Patrol released a statement on Friday regarding a traffic collision that took place late last week. The two-vehicle crash occurred on the southbound U.S. 101 at the Wasona Road intersection. A driver of a Ford F-450 towing a horse trailer attempted to cross the intersection eastbound, traveling directly in front of another vehicle that was traveling southbound on the 101. The vehicle crashed into the horse trailer, causing minor injuries to both parties. CHP says one of the horses in the trailer also sustained injuries. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. According to the City Council meeting schedule, the Atascadero City Council has only one remaining meeting this year, on December 10th, 2024. Additionally, there is no Paso School Board meeting scheduled for tomorrow night. The El Camino Homeless Organization announced they have received a $5,000 donation through Spectrum's Employee Community Grants. Spectrum is a suite of advanced communication services offered by Charter Communications, Incorporated, which provides services to 41 states in the U.S. The Spectrum Employee Community Grants has distributed more than $1.5 million to nearly 40 organizations since its inception in 2019. Echo held a check presentation on Friday, November 22nd, and was joined by Supervisor Debbie Arnold. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles is coming up on the 28th at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. Here's Linda Sturmer, a volunteer for the Thanksgiving dinner, on how much this annual event has grown.
We were serving about 400 or 500 meals, something like that. Well, now we're up to like 1,500. That's what we project for, and what we prepare all the food for is 1,500. So it's a big event that whole week. We're working our butts off the entire week.
Linda also says that the Thanksgiving dinner is not just a meal, but a place to get together as a community on a day where some may not have friends or family to dine with.
Everyone just wants to be, I think, with someone on Thanksgiving. It's a hug in the heart day, I think, for a lot of people. And sometimes that's the only communication that they may have with an outside person, you know. So it's good that they can come and enjoy the day.
The Thanksgiving dinner is made possible exclusively through donations and volunteers. You can visit thanksgivingforpastorables.com to volunteer or donate. In sports for the NFL, the Broncos defeated the Raiders 29-19. The Eagles over the Rams 37-20. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. In Monday Night Football, the Chargers will face the Ravens. And on Friday, November 29th at noon, KPRL will have the Chiefs and Raiders game. In the NBA, the Clippers defeated the 76ers 125-99, the Nets over the Kings 108-103, the Cavaliers beat the Raptors 122-108, the Pacers defeated the Wizards 115-103. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Nets, the Kings will go against Oklahoma City, and the Clippers will face the Celtics. In high school football, Morro Bay defeated Bishop Union 28-20 on Friday. This week is the final round of the CIF playoffs, where Morro Bay will take on Selma in Division 5 championship. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News. The powerful storms that tore through the North Bay in recent days, claiming two lives. In Kernville, a driver died over the weekend after trying to drive through a flooded roadway. In Santa Rosa, the body of a man was recovered from a rain-swollen creek. A break in the weather over the weekend giving residents of areas like Forestville a chance to check on their homes and recount what they went through.
The water is coming up so fast, and I look at my boyfriend, I'm like, we have to get out of here, like, right now. Like, we got to get the cars out of here at least and try to come back with a truck or something. We've got to just go.
Resident Shannon DeFore, an innocent driver killed when a police chase ended in a violent four-car pileup in Winnetka. Officers were following the suspect after receiving reports of a stolen Mercedes.
As soon as he began to drive erratically, giving the officers the indication that they realized, that he realized that they were behind him, that's when we had to act accordingly.
Police say the suspect was speeding and ran a red light, slamming into a Tesla, which then crashed into two other vehicles. Gas prices in the state steady at $4.44 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The Allegretto Wines Tasting Room inside the beautiful Allegretto Resort opened daily 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for classic wine tastings that showcase the organically grown estate wines in an al fresco, Italian-inspired setting. Vineyard tours are available by appointment. The warm and knowledgeable tasting hosts can't wait to guide you through the special experience. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where every moment is a masterpiece. 805-369-2505.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a Jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Consumers may have noticed a recent trend in food and beverage products labeled probiotic or prebiotic. The products often say they support a healthy gut or boost your immune system by providing good microbes that are often missing from people's diets. But how can consumers know if these products are really good for them? A new episode of the University of California Davis podcast, Unfold, took a better look at the proliferation of probiotics and interviewed Maria Marco, a microbiologist and professor in the Department of Food Science and Technology at UC Davis. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smolik and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smolik and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel.
high-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies with some rain today with highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an 8% chance of more rain, lows right around 52, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with showers early, about a 50% chance, highs in the upper 50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy this weekend, then mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 60s starting Wednesday going into Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, 68 a week from today. Currently it is 48 degrees with some showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel, high-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks surging on Wall Street to start the week. Tech giants to the upside. NVIDIA today showcasing technology aimed at producers of music, films, and video games.
We're just hearing that NVIDIA's released an AI model that can moderate or modify voices and generate sort of new sound. NVIDIA is just appears to be light years ahead of everyone.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. NVIDIA is the world's largest supplier of chips and software used to create AI systems. And foreign ministers are meeting in Italy for the last G7 of the Biden administration. The G7's been at the forefront of giving military and economic support to Ukraine since Russia's invasion. G7 members are especially concerned about how a Trump administration would change the U.S. approach. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu. Invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Old farts don't drool, they rule. This is Gary Whiting. I am an 81-year-old veteran of the fitness world and have trained elite world-class athletes, but I also motivate men that have never worked out. Old Farts is a unique, fun, exciting fitness program designed to reverse the signs of aging in your body. We will train together at the Paso Robles Sports Club, and I'll create a program that works for you to get you moving to enjoy the golden years of your retirement. Men, you know who you are, and I am ready to assist you with the help you need and live the active life you deserve. Call to meet me at the Paso Robles Sports Club. This is Gary Whiting saying, old farts don't drool, they rule. Call me, Gary Whiting, at 805-400-4460. That's 400-4460.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I will have kind of the new director of the Atascadero Zoo, Dr. Cynthia Stringfield, talking about, well, the zoo, but also something that's, well, a little in-depth, and that has to do with accreditation that the zoo has to go through, like others. And then Susanna is working on a confirmation of her guest this afternoon. All here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Again, a little reminder, Thanksgiving, obviously nobody here. So we'll have some Thanksgiving specials for the 3 hours, and the triple header will start with the NFL at 9 o'clock. Friday, we will be here, but the office will be closed. Al will not be here, but we have the Raider game. It's one of these special things that the NFL does starting at noon on Friday. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to continue to call. Now, I don't listen to every minute of your show every day.
Okay.
Has anybody else called in to thank the Hispanic Latino community for voting for Trump?
No.
No. Well, I'll continue to call until somebody else will step up and thank them. They're the community that pushed Trump over the goal line. Now, we might not have won the electoral vote in California, but it does add to the popular vote. So I hope the rest of your listeners will step up and thank that community. All votes count, but the Hispanic community, Latino community, pushed Trump over the goal line, and this country, in total, should be thanking them with all their heart every day until he's sworn in on the 20th, and maybe this country will get back on course. So anyway, Kevin, I'll leave it at that and let other people call in, and I'll have to ask every time, has anybody else thanked that community? Thank you.
Folks, what do you think about that? 238-5775, 238-KPRL, or on the email, kevin@kprl.com.
You know, this goes back to the last hour, but can I say something about electric stoves real quick?
Sure.
I had never worked with one until I got a studio apartment after I had graduated college, and I have to say, it sucked. I hated it. It had two modes, basically. Either there was not enough heat, or the coils were red hot, and my food would burn in no time and overcook. No in between.
That's right. That's right. But that's the, you know, in many parts of this country, government wants you to have one of those. You have no choice. But yeah, most people that are, would, you know, consider good cooks, because I'm guessing that most people think they're good cooks, but they would prefer the gas. And I'm with you on that. I'm not a good cook. I make easy stuff. You know, I don't get into, you know, difficult type of things, but I cook a couple times a week, and I like the gas stove. It's just, it's easier. And you're right. You can control it. Okay, let's see here. On the 3C Energy, I contacted the city of Atascadero, and they said we were automatically put in because the way the law is written. Well, I don't know if I'd call it the law. It's the agreement with this 3C middleman stuff. Now, again, I don't know how this works, but if somebody comes to me and I'm the city and they say, well, we'd like you to do this, and one of the parts of this is that everybody in the city has to opt in. They have no choice. Why wouldn't the city, with supposedly the power they have, say, you know what, this may sound like a good thing for some of the people, but we'd like to have you remove that everybody is automatically put in. It would be their option. Why wouldn't they do that? You telling me the 3C people have more power than the city does? I don't think so. So anyway, you've got till whatever day. I don't have a magnifying glass, so I still see the date on there. It may be January 1st for those of you, I'm sure. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but you were supposed to have received this in the mail a couple of weeks ago about the changes, not only for the city of Atascadero, but also the county residents as well in the outlying areas. So happy New Year and Merry Christmas from your elected officials. Let's see here. Play nice, Kevin. Let's see here. Kevin, Cry Lewis is on the social media asking us to play nice. He posted this. Let's see here. Holiday challenge. Let's start the holidays off the right way. How many will accept the challenge? No negative posts. Not on yada, yada. Zilch. Let's break the cycle and show nothing but kindness to one another. Who's in? Well, it's... social media, thank you for sending that in. I have nothing to do with social media. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever happens on social media, people that are in on it, you deserve it. That's just me. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. I just wanted to kind of clarify something. I realize we have this gentleman that calls in and says that we should be, jumping through hoops because the Hispanic community pulled Trump for his election. And I really have to tell everybody that most Hispanics, I mean, young Hispanics, are Democrats because the Democratic Party gives things away, and the Hispanics happen to be one of the biggest groups that are the Hispanics and Blacks that are receiving these free things, okay? And these EUT cards and WIC and all that, they're the largest percentage is by the Hispanic community. I'm Hispanic, and I'm a Republican. And I have to honestly say that there was a higher rate of Hispanics voting for Trump this particular election because, the Democratic Party was just so beyond belief unacceptable. And I have to say that there's a large group of Hispanics that believe the same way that I do, that Trump is the one that needed to be elected. But I don't believe that the Hispanic community is the one that got him elected. When he came in and said, and this is which I was very upset about, upset because I thought he made a mistake when he said, when I get elected, I'm going to have the highest deportation mass deportation here in the United States. And I said, why would he say something like that? Because every Hispanic that's here that has been too lazy or, didn't get, their green card or what needed to stay in the United States could say to himself, guess what? If he gets in there, there's a possibility that I might get deported. So why would he vote for Trump? Well, he wouldn't, okay? So I'm glad this gentleman feels that way about the Hispanic community, but I don't believe the Hispanic community got him elected, okay?
Well, one could say, though, it was a combination that certainly helped that. The Latino and Black community, they increased their support for Trump this time around. So,
I agree.
Now, what do you think of the gentleman that callers calling in and continuing to call in to thank the Latino community?
Well, I think if he has something to say to praise the community, Hispanic community, in regards to the more active voting by the Latino community, that's great, and I'm glad he's saying it. But I don't believe that the Latino community got Trump elected. They may have helped get him elected, but it wasn't just the Latino community that did it. It was everybody that was just fed up with the Democratic Party, and we already observed what Trump was capable of, and we wanted that back. But calling back every day to tell us, hey, we should call in and say, be thankful for the Latino community. All right, we're thankful. Now that's enough. Okay, that's what I got to say about that.
All right, and have you? Now you said you were Hispanic, correct?
Yes. My name is Dionisio Pablo Martin del Campo. Yes, I'm Hispanic, but I'm a Republican.
Well, okay, so we're going to ask
all
you.
Right.
How long have you been a Republican?
How long? Well, I've got to tell you, I've been a Republican for probably 40 years. But, you have to think back about John F. Kennedy. What was John F. Kennedy? Okay? He was, in his day, he was a Democrat. But what is a Republican today? In other words, what John F. Kennedy was back when he was a Democrat is what we are today, I believe.
Well, certainly, when you look back on Kennedy and Nixon, there wasn't really a lot of difference.
Yeah, I do believe there was a lot of difference between Nixon and Kennedy. I mean, to me, go ahead.
I think if you look back, because they were in the Senate together, their offices were literally across from each other, and they were very good friends. And from reading, serves me that their voting records weren't that different. Matter of fact, old man Kennedy supported and gave to Nixon's run here in California. Now, we wouldn't have known, because there was obviously the difference between Johnson and Goldwater was night and day. But between Kennedy and Nixon, really, again, from what I've read in history, not a lot. Kennedy was obviously better in front of a camera.
Of course.
I mean, he was, it's...
The debate was amazing. The debate, the debate was with Kennedy and Nixon was,
Well, the famous debate, because I think there was two debates, but no, Kennedy just getting in front of the news and talking, using his sense of humor and so forth, it's very refreshing to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Now, well, I wouldn't have voted for him.
You wouldn't have voted for Kennedy?
No, I would have picked Nixon anyway.
Wow.
But you know, it's like when you may not like somebody, but when they're good at what they do, and he was good at talking to the public. And that's a skill that you really can't teach. You know,
talking about Kennedy, right?
Yeah, you look at some.
Because Nixon wasn't,
No, he wasn't. But, I mean, you know, the whole Nixon personality, that could be a story in itself. But, you know, I've quoted some things here that, matter of fact, I keep one in front of me that, you know, Kennedy going after Roosevelt. I mean, he sounds like a conservative. Now, you know, Kennedy said in 1946 that Roosevelt contributed to the end of capitalism. So it's different. But so among your family members, have they been conservative?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I believe that they're Hispanics that have acclimated themselves into society, you know, even if they're bilingual and they've got great respect for their heritage and stuff, they can see what's occurring. I mean, they understand that as a community, we have to be one whole unit and not fragments or, you know, just nobody wants that person that's standing there getting something for nothing without putting anything into it. Nobody wants that because it's not fair, okay? And I think most people want things to be fair, and that's my thought.
Well, I would agree, but here's something that I've never been able to figure this out. I'm German Irish, and I'll just be blunt because it's just the easiest way to say it. I don't give a damn about my heritage. What I care about is that I'm an American.
Well, I think a lot of Hispanics feel the same. It's just that our cultural input is a little closer and more pronounced here in the United States. And I believe that back in the early 1920s and or so, the 1900s, that the Irish and the Germans that came here had their own little communities that they had too, and they were very pronounced in their heritage. The Irish were extremely, all right? And, you know, it's just that once you start distancing yourself, acclimating yourself into the community, it kind of depletes the emphasis of being your heritage. And I that's what I honestly believe.
Well, I would have been removed if I think two generations from when they came over. So by the time it got to me, I don't care whether I'm German or Irish. I care that I'm American. I do know this, though, that my grandmother and grandfather had to elope when they were 16 because she was Irish, he was German, and
and
that wasn't going to be allowed. They were both raised in separate neighborhoods in the Bronx, but that was a no-no for Nana, who I call her, to marry Gramps because he was German, and you know, from either side, you know, the Irish, those Germans are no good, and the Germans, those Irish people are rotten, you know, that time of type of thing.
Of course, that was very typical of that era.
Yeah.
And now, as you said, I'm Irish. They say, "Oh, well, that's great. You wear green a lot, or do you like clovers?" Or you know,
no,
but
I
then it was a bad thing if you were from a different ethnic group. Yeah, Kevin. One more thing I wanted to mention too is that my dad was in the 101st Screaming Eagles, and he did Normandy, Belgium, Holland, Battle of the Bulge. He was a sergeant, and my dad was a very, very proud Mexican, and he demonstrated to me, you know, that you could be proud of what you are, but love where you, the country that you're in. And he did. He loved his country, and he fought for it. And he got several medals, and he was wounded several times. And I'm very proud of him both things.
Was he first generation?
Yes, and in fact, he didn't realize this at the time, but because he was in the war and that he did that, that automatically made him an American citizen. And he held a green card up until he was about 70 years of age. Then he realized that somebody had told him, hey, you know what, you're an American. I mean, you're an American citizen. And he goes, well, every year I go and do my immigration card. And they say, you don't have to do that. It was surprising to him. But anyway,
have you found in your experience with people, we'll say within the last 20 or 30 years, that have come to this country not illegally, the right way, that they have a maybe more of a love and appreciation for America than people born and raised in America?
I'll leave you with this, Kevin. Do you remember the movie The Godfather when they were in the boat and they were coming across and all of a sudden everybody ran to the other side of the boat because they saw the Statue of Liberty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that was what was important to them, that when they saw that Statue of Liberty, they realized that they were in a country that was free and that they were going to be a part of something really beautiful, okay?
Gotcha.
And honestly, if you come to the United States and you do it illegally, well, that's one thing. But if you work and strive to be an American citizen, you appreciate that much more. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Def.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Hispanics with all my heart that they voted Republican also, just like John did. You know what I heard on the radio a while back was that the Hispanics, one of the reasons that they're voting Republican in California is because of the Green New Deal and then all the regulations that are put on job places and stuff, and they're worried about, they do all the, Hispanics do a lot of the construction work, and with all those regulations in the Green Deal, they think that it jeopardizes their jobs, and it also creates a higher price of living for them, and that's one of the reasons here in California why Hispanics have gone Republican. Had you heard that?
No.
Yep, that's what I don't know which station I heard it on, but that's what I heard.
Hmm.
And I really think, that's all they've talked about on national media was how the Hispanics and the blacks really went Republican and really helped the Republican Party, and they gave a lot of reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you that.
All right, thanks, Def.
You betcha.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. 55-year-old Michelle Morrow is scheduled to be sentenced in January for charges of filing false nomination or declaration papers and fraudulent voting. The county DA's office says this is part of a plea deal Morrow made where charges of voter registration fraud and perjury will be dropped. She faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail and 2 years probation. The 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner in Paso Robles is coming up on the 28th at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can visit thanksgivingforpaso.com to volunteer or donate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with some rain, highs in the upper 50s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Minnesota raised turkeys named Peach and Blossom are President Biden's guests at the White House this morning.
The president is scheduled to participate in the annual turkey pardon. The First Lady also receives the official White House Christmas tree today. The tree comes from a farm in Newland, North Carolina, and will serve as a symbol of resilience surviving a mudslide triggered by Hurricane Helene.
Fox's Jared Halpern in California. Eric and Lyle Menendez are expected to attend virtually a hearing about possible resentencing next month.
They've been serving life sentences without the possibility of parole for the 1989 murders of their parents. LADA George Gascon has requested the brothers be resentenced and make them eligible for parole after new evidence was presented, including the letter from Eric Menendez to his cousin describing how his father sexually abused the brothers.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The brothers are 53 and 56 now. America's listening to Fox News.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, rain for you Monday. Highs in the upper 50s. More rain tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. And Tuesday, we'll get a little bit of rain after the early morning rain. And that's about a 45 to 50%. And partly cloudy Wednesday, low 60s. Low to mid-60s on Thursday with some clouds. Mostly cloudy. Low 60s Friday. Upper 60s Saturday and Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:50 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and we are one better, 49 degrees this hour. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. All right, coming up this Sunday, December 1st, at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road, it is, of course, the North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association, 76th season. How about that? And it is, well, you can just imagine this time of the year what kind of music you'll be hearing. Now, season tickets will be prorated and memberships are prepaid. And again, this concert is 3 o'clock this Sunday at the Lutheran Church on Creston Road. And let's see here. Go to, where can we go? You can go to nslocca.org. That's North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association.org. Also, volunteers are needed or wanted out there at the Estrella Warbird Museum. Steadily increasing. And they have lots going on out there. They have the gift shop. And, of course, they have all the other areas as well. Shifts are from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. or both. Experience is not required, and they will train you, and you will love it. So contact the Strayer Warbird Museum if you'd like to do some volunteer work. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry. Get ready. Get ready. Not too far off from the big day with the big guy. Local celebrities, happy birthday to Chloe Tidwell, Lillian Ford, Megan Van Hook, Leah Jeffries, John Campbell, and Frank and Darlene Nations. Short list today on this Monday on my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of. The industrialists, Carnegie Steel, Andrew Carnegie, 1835-1919. Man, I'd like to get a hold of this lady. Carrie Nation, she was the one that took the hatchet to bottles in saloons. How dare her. 1846-1911. Nerve of her. Jolton Joe DiMaggio, the Yankee Clipper, 1914-1999. Ricardo Montalban, 1920-2009. Noel Neal, The Adventures of Superman, 1920-2016. Jeffrey Hanna, the actor, 1926-1969. Catherine Grant Crosby, the actress, the wife of Der Binger, 1933-2024. This guy was great. Played flanker and running back. Flanker, you know, receiver, that type of thing. Lenny Moore, Penn State and Baltimore Colts, 1933. He's still with us. Joe Gibbs, Football Hall of Fame coach, 1940. Man Could Sing, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, 1941-2015. One of my all-time favorite songs, Mr. Bob Lynn, Elusive Butterfly, 1942. Bob Matheson, the 53 defense, a couple of rings with the Miami Dolphins, 1944. He died 1992, I think. Ben Stein, the speechwriter and guy, you know, 1944. Do You Know What I Mean? Singer, Lee Michaels, 1945. This guy is in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he was something else. Played with Bubba Smith and Gene Washington and a whole bunch of folks in Michigan State. First-round pick by the Houston Oilers. They used to say he hit so hard his linebacker, I mean, his shoulder pads were flattened. George Webster, 1945-2007. John Larroquette, the actor, 1947. Tracy Walter, the actor, 1947. Bucky Dent, shortstop, primarily with the Yankees, 1951. Who else do we have here? Amy Grant, the singer, 1960. Pilot John F. Kennedy Jr., 1960, 1999. Bernie Kosar, played with the Dolphins and the Browns, primarily with the Browns, 1963. Chris Carter, Hall of Fame receiver, 1965. Billy Burke, the actor, 1966. Stacey Lattimore, the singer, 1966. Christine Applegate, married with children, 1971. Running out of time? Yeah, I am. Donovan McNabb, quarterback, 1976. Nick Swisher, not a bad player with the A's, Sox, and Yankees, 1980. Barbara Pierce Bush, that's the daughter, 1981. And Joey Chestnut, he is the hot dog guy, 1983. All right, there you have that. And passing away, good riddance, Fidel Castro, 2016. Irene Cara, the singer, 2022. Ron Glass from Barney Miller, 2015. One of the best comedians, Flip Wilson, 1998. And Jack Albertson, he was the actor. He died in 1981. Albert DeSavo, good riddance, the Boston Strangler, 1973. Upton Sinclair, 1965, and Bill Bojangles Robinson, 1949. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released its latest unprocessed ballot report and election results on Saturday. None of the races for Paso Robles and Atascadero and Templeton School District or City Council have seen significant changes. The next unprocessed ballot report will be provided on Wednesday, November 27th by 5 p.m. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. There's only one remaining meeting for this year for the Atascadero City Council, and that is on December 10th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the upper 50s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Only played 13 years, 325 lifetime, 360 plus home runs, over 1,500 RBIs, and a three-time AL MVP, two-time batting champ, two-time home run champ, two-time RBI leader. But 13 years, 9 world championships. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.